Hi, this is Bethany Conaway, and welcome to my podcast. Hey, I want to give a shout out to all of those people that listened to my first podcast. Thank you so much for liking, for hearting, for sharing with your friends. I really appreciate that. I know that there's a lot of risk. Sometimes it's scary putting yourself out there and sharing your life story and experiences. And so I hope that that impacted you. And again, just thank you so much for taking the time to listen and share with your friends. So today I want to kick off my second podcast with talking about, kind of ties into a little bit what I talked about last time. We talked about busyness before and moving from busyness to a life of fullness and changing our verbiage and moving things on and off our plate to reprioritize so that we're living a life out of fulfillment and fullness. In the midst of that, another area that really ties in is I want to call the pause. I know that for a while there was always that commercial, I don't even remember what it was tied to, but they had the easy button. Well, so many times for me in the last several years, I visualize a pause button, and that as things happen throughout the day, you get going with work and family and just life. The moment that you need to have a pause button where you just, whether you're in a pure moment of joy and excitement and goodness and gratefulness, and you just want to hit the pause button, like just stay there captured in that moment. Or if it's just like you need to hit the pause button because there's a whirlwind of things happening around you and you just need to take a moment to breathe. So it can mean all of those things. So what does a pause, what does it mean? And I know for me over the last several months, you know, I got pregnant with our fourth baby, and we went through a process where, you know, my husband and I decided that we wanted to try for a fourth child. And, you know, I'm almost 40. Shh, don't tell anybody, but I'm almost 40. And it was a little scary, you know, wanting to bring in another, go through that process again. So we got pregnant, and unfortunately we lost that baby, and it was a big loss. And for another podcast, and I'll definitely want to share my story and process through that. But after that loss, several months later, we got pregnant again, and going through the experience of the loss previously, and then the joy of being pregnant again, it was like I wanted to hit that pause button frequently because I was so grateful and so excited to be pregnant. And of course, then we found out we were having a boy. We have three girls. And that was even just like one of those moments and feeling, knowing that this is going to be your last pregnancy, hopefully, knock on wood, you know, not wanting to have any more children after this, just being older and I don't know, feeling like our family would be complete and wanting to make sure that I experience the fullness of this final pregnancy. And I don't think I really had a choice, even though I already was mentally preparing myself to just pause throughout the pregnancy and experience it. My being older, I don't know, they call it a geriatric pregnancy. I am not by any means old, but just like your body, it feels different. And I know that I found myself getting tired easier, exhausted, my hips ached. And so a lot of times I just had to sit and rest and ask for help. And we had gone through a lot of changes during that pregnancy. You know, we moved to a new home and to a different city and went from city life to country living. And it was so quiet, almost initially for me, it was a shock because everything was slower paced and quiet, and you couldn't just fill your time with, you know, I'm bored, so I'm going to run to Target or to Costco or go grab a coffee. Any place you want to do that in the country is probably about a 30-minute drive. So really it caused me during that pregnancy to learn to pause, purposefully pause and rest. And it wasn't always comfortable, but it really allowed me to stay in the moments that I needed to stay in. And as I think about pausing, I love music. I'm a musician. Music has been a part of my life since the time I was a small child, from playing the tambourine in church to the piano and trombone and tuba and baritone and marching bands and concerts and choir concerts. And I've always loved music, been very passionate about music. And as I thought about the pause, what does that mean? And I know in music, a pause is very powerful. And when it's placed in the right part of a song, it just adds this element of anticipation as to what's going to end next, or a sustained note that leads to a conclusion and a resolution. And in music, there's this thing called a fermata. It looks kind of like an eye, like a dot with an eyebrow over the top. I guess that's the best way to describe it. But a fermata in music, it's a pause, or it means to stay or stop, or a note prolonged beyond its normal duration. It's actually a hold or a pause. And for example, it'd be like taking a quarter note. For you musicians, you probably know what I'm talking about, but for those who are not, it's like taking a note that has a certain length of time and sustaining it for longer and holding it until the next note. And it creates this anticipation for what's to come. There's also, like in music, if you've ever been to a symphony or been listening to classical music, or maybe you have kids that you've been to band concerts, and they have, the instructor will tell you, don't clap in between movements. There's three movements to this song, and so you'll hear a pause, but we're not done yet. And usually this is signified by the director still holding his hands in the air, still looking at the orchestra or the band, and they're still holding there, and there's maybe a 5 to 10 second pause, and then they go on to the next movement of the song. So, but yet, if throughout each movement, there might be themes or melodies that you hear, but maybe different paces or different intensities, volumes, and dynamics that shift from movement to movement. But there's those momentary pauses or silence that prepares you for the transition or change into the next phase and the next sounds that are going to come forth from the band. So these pauses in music, they often fill you with anticipation of what's coming next. And it allows you to, that pause, it allows you to fully embrace like the sounds and the melodies that you just heard and that just passed. So what it does, it brings you to that present moment to contemplate and to be prepared for the next sound. So it was interesting because as I was thinking about this, I realized I wrote something in my journal a few months back, and the power of presence, and it talks, or the power of the pause, excuse me, it brings you to the present moment to be contemplative, be grateful. It allows your heart and soul and spirit to be filled again with awe and wonder of what's to come. The pause prepares you for the next movement and our transition. In music, from movement to movement. And the director, as I was talking about before, instructs the audience not to clap during the pause of one movement to the next. He denotes this by keeping his arms raised and still, and the conductor in that ready pose, so the audience knows there's more to come. So you pause and ponder what you just heard, and then the shift and the change comes in music. And if you've ever experienced those, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you're kind of sitting on the edge of your seat, ready for the next thing. And so those pauses are built for reflection, to prepare you for what's to come. Otherwise, you may not, if those pauses weren't built in there, you may not even notice that they shifted from one sound or change to the next. And it just so parallels with life. Those pauses that we need to have happen in our life, sometimes they are purposeful pauses, like we are the ones who engage in that moment to pause, or sometimes in life pauses happen that are out of our control, and situations, maybe health, maybe moving, shifting, situations change that cause us to stop and pause. And I know there's that saying, you know, it's time to stop and smell the roses. And it's a saying like about pausing. And I remember so many times saying that when I was younger. Oh, yes, I need to stop and smell the roses. So you stop. Okay, I smelled them. And you're on to the next thing. And I don't think it's until as we grow older, until we mature and understand, it's not just a sniff and a pass by. Stopping and smelling the roses is really pausing, breathing in deep, taking in the senses and the smell, the sweet aroma of a rose and all that it brings, and then feeling the petals, how soft they are and delicate they are, and the leaves and the colors and just all of those things where you really have to be mindful in that moment, present in that moment, pausing in that moment to capture all that you're experiencing. And I love how just that saying and how music, we pausing happens around us. It's whether or not we take time to take notice and to press that pause button. And so when I was pregnant with our son, again, there's some things I didn't have a choice about. I had to learn to pause. I had to learn to sit and to rest and to take moments, because my body was just, it was a little bit more difficult on my body. But then it also, I was allowed to take the time to, okay, I feel that baby kick. I feel that baby move. And what's he going to be like? And what's he going to do? What is he going to accomplish? What is his little personality going to look like? What color hair is he going to have? What color eyes? Is he going to be a snuggler? Is he going to be a mover? You know, just to dream and pause in that moment and take in what it was like to be pregnant. And it was so funny because it felt like it was a theme throughout my pregnancy. So many times I had to pause. So many times I had to just sit and rest. So many times I just had to be okay with these pausing moments. And so when the day of delivery came, I am feet up, stirrups, getting ready to bear down. I'm sorry, men, this might be a little too much for you, but women, you know what I'm talking about. You are ready. The baby is coming. You are ready to push. It is time. It is go time. And you are, you know, where are the doctors? Where are the nurses? It's time to bear down and get that baby out. So, you know, and my husband's there, my daughters are there. It was a party in the delivery room, and maybe that's a little too much for some people, but I was excited to have some really close friends and family in that room with me to experience the birth of our son. And feet up in the air, the physicians there, the resident physicians there, and I'm ready to push. It's time to push. And I start, I breathe in and I bear down and I'm pushing, and you do it a couple times when you feel those contractions just right, you know, that baby's ready to come. And the doctor says to me, okay, it's time for a pause. And I like laughed because it was like, really? That is so funny. And it's not a coincidence that you would use that word, it's time to pause, in the middle of, I want to push. I want to make things happen. I want this baby to come. And he says, it's time to pause. He says, because we want you to regain your strength and just rest for a moment, focus, and be ready and make yourself ready for the next full contraction. And I will never forget that moment because it was such like a stamp on the importance of pausing, because literally that pause might've only been 30 seconds, but it felt like literally time stopped and I could feel where that baby was. I looked at the faces in that room and I could feel the anticipation, the joy, the excitement about what was about ready to happen. We were about ready to birth our baby boy. I was about ready to hold this child that we've been waiting for after a loss several months earlier, to experience the fullness of joy of having a newborn baby that our girls were so excited about, our family was so excited about having. And so the pause took place and just like time stood still. And I remember breathing in and just feeling so full in that moment. And then it was time. I could feel the tightness. It was time again to bear down and push. And with that final push and that moment in pause where I was able to again regain my strength and regain my focus, that baby boy was born. And it was in that pause that allowed and prepared me for that transition into our son being in my arms and holding him on my chest and our family just giggling and laughing with joy and tears being shed. And the anticipation, that moment in that pause that we'd been waiting for, was now present in front of us. And these pauses are so important for our in our life. And there's sometimes we correlate pauses with, well, if I have to stop and I have to rest, if I have to pause here for a moment, it might mean that I'm being lazy, or maybe I should be doing something. It's so weird how our society and how we can beat ourselves up when we need to take a moment to rest, when we need to take a moment just to breathe, to focus again. And again, it kind of ties into that busyness thing where we can tie our busyness, our worthiness is tied to our busyness. So if I take a moment to pause, whether it's 2 minutes or a day or maybe a month or years, however long that pause is, because there is, I feel like there's no predetermined amount of or length of time that you can necessarily correlate to a pause, because sometimes we need longer pauses at different levels in our life, depending on where we're at. But there's no shame in that pause. There's no shame in resting, because pauses don't necessarily equal that we're pausing because there's a problem. It doesn't mean that something must be wrong if I'm pausing and just choosing to rest for a moment. Pausing allows us to, again, like create that space to breathe. It allows us to, again, to be filled with awe and wonder, capturing a moment to dream again. It releases creativity. It just allows us to mentally mark a moment in our life that if we hadn't paused, we may never remember. And a pause is powerful. They're so powerful and allow us to become refreshed and ready for the next thing, the transition or the change that is happening in our life. Albert Einstein has a quote that he says, "He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand enwrapped in awe, is as good as dead. His eyes are closed." Let me read that again. "He who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe is as good as dead. His eyes are closed." It's by Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein was a genius. I can only imagine that his mind spun all the time, thinking outside the box. But even for somebody so smart and so intelligent and changed history, he knew how to pause in awe and in wonder. In Psalms, in the book of Psalms, there's so many places where David writes, and he's so passionate in his writing. There's 39 Psalms where David writes Selah, which means to pause in his presence. Even David knew the importance of the pause. Psalm 84, verses 5, 6, and 7. I'm just going to read you a portion right before he says pause in his presence. "How blissful are they who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are the highways of holiness. Even when their path winds through the dark valley of tears, they find the pleasant oasis of refreshing where others find only pain. In their joy, it will become to them a brook of blessing. They grow stronger and stronger with every step forward until they find all their strength in you." And then he goes on, pause in his presence. The pause is so powerful. It's pondering. It's stopping in our action or speech just for a moment, or maybe longer. It's a mindful moment. It's restful. It's a time to meditate and be still, to quiet your mind, to center yourself, to wait, to breathe, to not rush. There's so many moments in our day where if we would just hit that pause button, we would be refreshed, we'd be focused, creativity would be unlocked at new levels, we would be able to think clearer, we would once again be wrapped in awe of the things that are around us and be grateful. My challenge to you today would be, it's time to hit the pause button. Maybe it's at work where you just need to hit the pause button and breathe in, breathe out for just a moment or two to gather your thoughts for the next moment. Today, I want to empower you to hit pause. Be present. Take a moment to breathe in. Pause in His presence. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a wonderful, blessed day, and we'll see you again soon.